All right, one man we have never spoken ill of, and a man who's never spoken ill toward us, is the general manager of the Chargers.
Speak for yourself, Fred.
Tom Telesco. Hello, Tom.
Hello, guys. Thanks for having me
on. What's happening, Tom? How are you?
Good. Just off the practice field, so looking forward to talking to you guys as usual.
All right, does the preseason mean a thing?
To you two? Probably not a whole heck of a lot.
Right.
To us, it does, obviously. It's one thing, you know, practices are great, and we learn a lot on the practice field, but you have to see it translate over to a game situation, playing against somebody else where you're not exactly sure what they're going to do all the time. So that helps the evaluation process for us. So, these games are needed, even though from my entertainment product, I understand a 3.5-hour game with 26 penalties is not what people are looking for.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything to Fred, and it doesn't mean much to me anymore either. But my first 2 years in the league, yes, it meant a lot to me. Absolutely, it did. So, Tom, what are your takeaways from the first game this preseason?
Well, there was good and bad. The good is physically we played pretty well. We had more than 200 yards of offense, more than they did. We held them to 0-for-11 on third down, less than 3 yards a carry. So we did some good things there, but mentally, we did not play real sharp. So 15 penalties, 4 turnovers, and that you can't win any games that way, whether it's preseason or regular season. So good things to work on, good teaching points from the game. In preseason, we're really looking for really how players transition from practice to game as far as are they using their techniques the right way, looking for how they handle their one-on-one matchups. We understand the group execution isn't always going to be there. And now I would like to see it better than it was on Saturday night, obviously. But there were some good things on tape to work with this week and as we get ready for Seattle on Saturday night.
Chargers GM Tom Telesco with us, AM570 LA Sports, Fred Rogan and Rodney Peete. All right, Tom, you're evaluating, you're looking. Who surprised you? Who stood out? Who made an impression?
Well, I thought Geno Smith did a really nice job. I would say the Cardinals probably blitzed a little bit more than usually seen in the preseason. He got the ball out of his hand, made quick decisions. He moved the football team. So that was good to see. Again, a lot of things we can see in the practice field, but you need to see in game conditions. So I thought he did a nice job moving the team. Obviously, he wasn't here with us last year, so he had to pick up the offense recently in the offseason. But I thought he did a nice job for us.
Yeah, and I want to follow up on that because obviously, you know, Phillip Rivers didn't play in this game. He's not getting any younger. Your backup quarterback situation with you just mentioned Geno Smith and then now also Cardale Jones. Are you guys comfortable where you are? I know you got to see some more playing time from both of those guys, but are you comfortable with your backup quarterback situation?
Well, I want to see more, and they're going to get a lot of snaps. I mean, I think Phillip's going to play this week, but both Cardale and Geno are going to get a lot of snaps as we move through this preseason, just to see how they acclimate into the offense. And, you know, no matter where Phillip is in his career, you still want to have a comfort level as with a backup quarterback that if something happens to your starter, that they can go in and move the football team and still you know, still get you a win. So still more to see, but, you know, there were still some good things on Saturday night.
Tom, what about the tight end? How is that shaking out? Is an old friend going to rejoin the club?
Well, it's certainly still a possibility. We know who that old friend is. I don't have anything new to report, but it's obviously something that both sides have explored, and we'll kind of see where it goes. But so that's still a possibility. And we'll go from there. You know, I think, you know, signing Virgil Green in the offseason ended up being a bigger signing than you would have expected now that Hunter's out. You know, Virgil's played a lot of games in this league. He's been a starter. He can certainly help us in the run game. I know he had a drop the other night, but he can contribute a little bit in the passing game, too. He runs very well for his size. He's always been a guy that with a lot of speed. And then we've got some young guys behind them to see if they can shake out or not. I thought Sean Colkin did an excellent job blocking for us in the run game, and I think people forget as a tight end, that's half your job description. It's not just running and catching footballs. It's being able to handle a defensive end or a linebacker or a safety, and Sean Colkin did a really nice job, very physical in the game on Saturday, and he also had a couple of really nice catches.
Yeah, and speaking of bright spots, I mean, I think this guy was a steal last year for you guys, and looks like he's going to continue that this year, and that's Austin Eckler. Had a pretty good game against the Cardinals. How about his performance and how he's going to fit into the offense this year?
Yeah, he's going to be a big part, offense and special teams. I'm really, really proud of what he's done. I mean, coming from Western State in Colorado, a Division II school, where he dominated at that level, which you have to do if you think you have a chance to play at this level. But he came in last year, and he did all the little things he needed to do to get noticed to make the football team coming where he came from. And it started on special teams. So he really showed on the kickoff team and as a gunner on the punt team that he can be a big-time contributor just in those roles. And then he started to get some more snaps on offense, and you can kind of see his burst, his speed. And then he's also a lot stronger runner than people give him credit for sometimes. So, yeah, he's going to have a lot of roles on this football team, whether it's at running back or whether it's on special teams. And, yeah, he's going to help us win games.
When we were down there in Costa Mesa, all the talk was Mike Williams, the kind of camp he was having, Phillip Rivers, very excited about it. What did you see in the game Saturday?
Well, I'll tell you what, he ran a slant, I don't know, maybe first or second quarter, and it was a big boy slant where he had three people draped on him and made a nice catch and dragged him along a little bit. So he looks very good. It was nice. It's nice to get him here with a real training camp. I mean, essentially, he's a rookie for us. This is his first camp of just working every day and feeling that everyday grind of a two-hour, two-and-a-half-hour practice and then coming back the next day and doing it all over again. He missed all that last year, and by the time he started practicing late in the year, your practice tempo is just a lot different than it is in August. So this is important for him. He literally made strides every day. Looks more comfortable now than he did late last year. And with Hunter Henry being out, we need some other guys, not even necessarily at the tight end position, but other positions to step up. He's going to be one of those players.
Hey, Tom, I got to tell you, you just said something that put a big smile on my face when you said he ran a big boy slant. And
as a quarterback,
you know, as a quarterback, you love guys that run a big boy slant because not everybody wants to go in there and go fearless into the middle. So I love to hear that about him and that he was able to do that. One of the other things that I wanted to bring up is, and it's a little sore situation because I think if it was handled and it was you guys had somebody solid, you would have made the playoffs last year, and that's a kicking situation. How's that looking?
Well, it's still a work in progress, and we still have three games to go and a good amount of practices. So we only had two field goal attempts on Saturday. One was a nice miss, one was a nice make. The other one was not a great miss. So went 1-for-2 there. But we'll see how these two guys shake out. Championship teams have championship kickers, and that's what we need. Both these guys have enough talent to do it, and we'll kind of see how it plays out.
Caleb Sturgis and Roberto Aguayo are the guys. And how do you make that decision? I mean, do they have kicking contests every day in practice?
Well, I wouldn't call them contests, but every day they're being evaluated on the practice field, whether it's a day we're actually working with 11-on-11 live kicking or if they're working on the side kicking. You know, they're with their special teams coaches every day. So, yeah, that's every day is monitored. And then obviously the games are important too, so we'll see how it plays out. We've had the off season and then preseason to get a look at these two guys. Like I said, they both have enough talent to kick in this league. Obviously, Caleb has a little bit longer track record. He's done it at a pretty good level. But Roberto's done a nice job. He's got a really smooth leg. Ball gets up, good height, good range. So we'll kind of see how it plays out.
All right. Well, Tom, thanks for jumping on. And you've got Seattle this weekend, and the evaluation period continues. Everybody really excited about the prospects for the Chargers this year.
Thank you very much. We're looking forward to Saturday, our first home game. So, but thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, there he goes, the general manager of the Chargers, Tom Telesco.